Tom and Leah are the Watchers.
Tutu.
Oh, I mean 17. It's episode 17.
Oh, really?
It is.
Oh, we're getting old.
We're getting quite old. I'm excited for episode 20. There's going to be a whole heap of celebratory stuff.
Yep.
Or else we just forget.
Well, we'll see. That's still a few weeks away.
Yeah, it is. But it's creeping up, though.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I can't believe we're this far into 2018. It's really crept up. Because January felt like the beginning, you know?
Yeah, and it went at a reasonable pace.
Yeah, exactly.
Things have picked up.
And then suddenly, pow, things are getting cooler, at least in Australia,
weather-wise. Long pants.
You love your long pants?
Mm-hmm.
Love them long time. Hey, we've got a lot to talk about this episode.
We do. I've got a bunch of stuff. You've got a bunch of stuff. I can see you've got, what, 5 pages of notes there?
Yes.
A lot of notes.
Well, it's in the notes section for sure. I've been trying to watch a few different sorts of things.
Okay. Put yourself out there.
I will. Yeah. I've been trying to. Some older stuff which has been revamped.
Sure, okay.
So a remaster, yeah. I guess, yeah, of something that I really loved when I was younger.
So is it a new version or
it's
just
a
restored version?
No, it's a new version.
Okay, so like a reboot.
Yeah, for sure. And I kind of had to go into it with, no sort of, well, if they're not exactly like the old episodes, I'll be annoyed. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some new stuff as well. We've got a quiz.
I'm ready.
And we'll be talking about The Walking Dead.
Sure.
As well a little bit later on. First off, though, I decided to watch something a little bit different. Well, it's not really different. It's something that I usually do watch.
Okay.
It's the kind of genre that I usually watch, but I don't tend to talk about it too much on this show. It was called Girls Incarcerated.
Right.
It's not an XXX sort of adult show. It's actually about minors in the US who are just that. They're incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
They're in juvenile correction facility, I guess you would call it. And, it was super sad. I watched about 3 episodes. It was super sad how many of their backstories are exactly the same.
Right.
One of the parents isn't around, other parent is into drugs.
Sure. Slippery slope.
Exactly. Ends up they would get into drugs or sell them or start stealing, wrong crowd sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
and end up incarcerated. And I guess there's that real sort of issue of, is it going to be like that for the rest of their lives, in and out, in and out, in and out of facilities like that, prison,
yeah.
You know, once they get to 18. Can they really get to the point where it hits 18 and they've grown up enough to say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't want to spend my whole life in prison. But think about it, like when I was 18, I felt super immature.
Sure, I still feel immature.
Yeah, me too, actually. But it gets to the point where, do they feel safer? Do they feel like there's more structure when they're in prison?
Sure.
Does it feel more like the life that they want?
Yeah, you read a lot about people that just commit crimes regularly to get thrown back into jail because they don't have a home and, you know, you've guaranteed a bed, board, meals, that
food,
sort of stuff.
Yeah. Also the opportunity of education.
Sure.
As well, which perhaps they don't get when they're out. There was this one girl, she was 15 years old, and I'm not quite sure how long she'd been in there for, but she had done her time.
Mm-hmm.
She was still in there because there was nobody she could go to.
Oh, that's awful.
It was really sad. And she kept, telling people that, her grandparents were going to take her and, the prison guards, I don't know if you'd call them guards, but they would say, that's not the case. She is sort of making up these stories to make, I guess, herself feel better. It was really sad because she seemed like a really nice kid.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're getting the edited version, but that's what she seemed like, And just to have this kid who the safest, only place for her is in prison at the age of 15.
That's really heavy.
That was super heavy.
Mm.
It does open your eyes to not only the fact that we are lucky where we were born because we're lucky, but also we're lucky that we weren't born into that kind of environment as
well. Of course.
Because America's still, it's a first world country like Australia is. geez, you're lucky. You really are. And I kind of, they're the kind of shows that you can watch a couple of episodes of because they're quite bingeable, but at the same time, the content's quite heavy and you kind of have to walk away and go, okay, I've had my fill of that.
Yep.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What about you? What have you been watching?
Well, look, I watched one doco this week that I've been very excited for. One of my favourite shows, and we've talked a little bit before about Zoo Chat.
Yes.
One of my favourite shows is a show called The Zoo, and it's a documentary series behind the scenes at the Bronx Zoo, which is something like 10 miles from the heart of Manhattan.
Mm.
It's really, really close. Yeah, sorry, 4 miles. And it's a world-renowned zoo, and I went there last time, was in New York. And this show is just really interesting because it follows the keepers and they're very, very open about the fact that death is a major part of being a zookeeper.
Mm.
And it's, you know, a lot of the zoo documentary shows will kind of gloss over that, or maybe there'll be an incident every few episodes, where this show, almost every episode, there's animals very, very sick, critical, or needing to be euthanized. And
wow.
So it sort of makes you confront a lot more of what a zookeeper's job actually entails.
Yeah, it's not just all about being able to hang out with these cool animals all the time.
No.
There's the highs and the lows. I guess it's like having a pet, really.
That's exactly what they talk about, that people don't really understand when they come to the zoo, but for zookeepers, these are their cats and dogs, and they're very, very close, and they generally, most of these animals will live a lot longer than some cats and dogs.
True.
So they form these very genuine connections with the animals, and when something happens, it's quite heartbreaking.
Mm.
But a really cool show. There was this episode was called Kangaroo Dave, and it's all about one of their ambassadors is a kangaroo, a small red kangaroo.
Yeah, right.
But it's about 14 years old. He has arthritis in one leg.
Aww.
But he hangs out all day in the visitor center meeting people.
Oh, that's cute.
Such a chill thing. Anyway, they discover that using cryotherapy works really well on his arthritis, which is a thing you can go for that it's very focused. Beam of not quite dry ice, but very, very cold temperatures that freeze arthritis in
isn't that
joints.
Interesting?
So yeah, they tried it out on a kangaroo and it worked, and potentially the first time it's ever been done on a pet. I don't know, but it was very
giving
cool.
Giving him a new lease of life.
Yeah, a bit
which
of that.
Is amazing.
Training caiman crocodiles, which you wouldn't think that crocodilians.
I didn't think they were intelligent enough to be able to be trained.
It involves traffic cones because all the juveniles were fighting over food, so they had to train them that the cone means come at one at a time and you'll be fed.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's...
So, it follows them over the course of 3 months.
It's amazing they're able to do that.
Yeah.
And you said it was the Bronx Zoo. Have you been there before?
I have. I went there about 2 years ago.
What sort of size is it?
It's really large.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there's a kind of open plain area where you go around on a monorail that takes you past rhinos and various large herds of antelope.
Fun.
Which is awesome. They have polar bears. Possibly the coolest gorillas exhibit in the world. You go in an underground tunnel and pop up in what's meant to be a giant tree stump, and you can see the gorillas from either side. And they actually have a mountain that goes over the top of where you're standing. So there's a massive troop of gorillas in there all interacting and this sort of stuff.
Do they have the big silverback?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the man?
I think last time I was there was maybe 12 or 13 in one family, which
that's a lot.
Very large for a captive.
Yeah. So have you gotten through all of this doco? Is it just a one-off?
Well, I watched season one, and that came out, I think, about a year ago, maybe a year and a half. And, yeah, this season two started last night, and I'm very happy to have it back. All the people are quite large characters.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they have nearly 1,000 staff, so they've picked to the people they've chosen are very large personalities.
It sounds like they had a big pool to select from.
Yeah, yeah.
1,000?
It's a massive zoo.
Wow.
And they've got anything and everything you could think of, they've got specimens of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next time we're in New York.
Yeah, I highly recommend Bronx Zoo.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
What else have you been watching?
Well, look, I wanted to talk a little bit about... we bring up a lot of shows that aren't around anymore and are pretty difficult to track down. But
yeah.
I want to discuss what happens when a show that's on a streaming service, if that streaming service goes down. So there's a show I quite enjoyed about 2 years ago called Take My Wife.
Mm.
And it stars Rhea Butcher and Cameron Esposito, a married pair of lesbian stand-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sitcom quite droll and dry.
So in the sitcom, they're both stand-up comedians?
In the first episode, Cameron is a full-time and Rhea is part-time and still working as a designer.
Yeah, right.
And throughout the course of the first episode, basically on stage, Cameron manages to convince the crowd to cheer Rhea into quitting via a text. But anyway, they had season one and it got picked up for season two straight away. But the show was on Sisu, which was one of the very first streaming services.
Yeah.
And after it had been picked up for season two and they'd made it, they basically went bust and folded. So season two sat around without...
Yeah, so who owns it at that
point? Well, I can't quite find out where, but yeah. iTunes just got season two 2 days ago. So I'm going to start getting through that. But it's just... It's an interesting one. You know, Netflix seems too big to fail, but you've got your Amazon Prime. Now, they've got all the money in the world behind it, so it probably won't go anywhere. But if something happens to Hulu or all these other smaller ones that are making great content.
You can say goodbye to some amazing shows.
Yeah, and maybe they just all get bought up by Netflix.
Maybe, yeah.
Or maybe these are shows that just disappear into the ether.
That'd be terribly sad, wouldn't it? And I wonder now it makes me wonder how many TV shows before there was streaming where this happened, not necessarily with the stations or the channels that it was broadcasting from, but the production companies that were running or, you know, in charge of them. And if they go bust, then what happens to those shows? Have we lost a lot of them?
Generally, a show needs to hit 100 episodes to go into syndication. And once it's in syndication, then it can basically be played in reruns forever.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been some shows that they've kept going for one extra season just to hit that point. I'm pretty sure Prison Break might have been around that, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's been a couple of shows that they've keep pushing just to hit that 100 and then wrapped it up.
Yeah.
And then there've been others that have fallen at 94 episodes and just disappeared forever.
Wow. And that, I mean, having 94 episodes, that's a pretty established television program.
Yeah, that's about four and a half seasons.
It's enough for people to go along the whole ride or dip in or dip out, dip back in again and then have it go forever.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing. How many episodes did Lost have?
I think around 100.
So they were over the 100.
Yes, well
over.
Yeah,
they were over it.
Yep. But, you know, first two, three seasons were all 23 episodes. And when I say 23, some of those were a double or triple episode. And then season four was only 16. And, you know, they cut it right back after that.
Yeah. I guess they knew that they were okay.
Yeah. Well, generally on a network television, you're looking at 22 to 24 episodes a year. It depends if you're considered having a Christmas special or not.
Yeah.
But that's what Flash, Arrow, 24... All these shows generally stick to that sort of format.
Interesting now that you think about programs that are not necessarily just streamed, but I know HBO's huge as well, but a lot of those only have maybe 10 to 12 episodes.
Yeah, well, they're on the cable network. So they're on a cable model. So they're not looking to get that.
Yeah,
they don't need that 100
episodes.
100 has always just been for, it's kind of like a global syndication thing. So it's why you'll see episodes of Friends in any country in the world, or Simpsons, or, you know.
Seinfeld, perhaps?
Seinfeld, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they do like 11 seasons or something? No, that's Roseanne. There were a lot of Seinfeld.
Yeah, there were. Well, I feel like I've seen a lot of the same episodes over and over again with Seinfeld.
In a world that time forgot. We are the Watchers.
A show that, Monkey.
Yeah, Monkey Magic.
As in the Monkey King, Monkey Magic, the folklore, and then it's now the new Legends of Monkey.
Sure.
It has, it's got a funny production path in that I believe it's ABC here in Australia. Some part, New Zealand it has got a part in it, and I think Netflix as well.
Sure, yeah.
Which means there's a lot of people in control of this, and I noticed that it is out. I watched it on ABC iView.
Yes.
I couldn't get the first episode to work.
Oh.
Yeah, I tried it on a couple of different devices, and it just wasn't working. Maybe it's a one-off, or maybe it's only there for extended. You know how sometimes it's a certain amount of time? Maybe I just missed it, but seeing there are so many other ways you can watch these things, maybe I'll be all right. Yeah. But it's different to Monkey Magic, but I think it had to be.
Is it more serious?
No, it looks better.
Of course.
The production.
Yeah, it's a big budget thing.
And, of course, you don't have that whole dubbing over funny thing, which I thought was quite amusing. But they do lend bits. I feel like the actor that is playing Monkey is still being that. You know how Monkey's quite cheeky?
Yeah.
And was even in the folk tales. Like, yeah, he's cheeky.
He's Bugs Bunny.
Exactly, exactly. So he maintains that. And I realized, I figured out who Sandy was. There's Pigsy's there somewhere, Tripitaka. Mm-hmm. I know that's Tripitaka because she was like, I'm Tripitaka. Or is it a he? I know it was always played by a woman. And it's played by a woman in this as well, but I think maybe it is supposed to be a boy.
Okay.
A teenage boy. But the weird thing about it is, I don't know what they're doing. It's almost like they're just going, okay, you guys have that accent, you have that one, you have that one. Because Tripitaka and Monkey Magic, or Monkey King, have American sort of accents.
Mm.
And then other actors just have New Zealand accents.
Sure.
Some people are doing English accents.
It's got a bunch of people from Hunt for the Wilder People, I think.
Yeah, it's super confusing. Because I know it was filmed in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why they've all decided they're going to do these different accents. But at the same time, if I was between the age of 8 and 17, which is probably where they're aiming it at,
yep.
I don't think I'd care.
Okay.
But a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They've got I saw him trying to call the cloud. Remember his cloud?
Yeah, that he rides on.
Yes, a little different. He's got a slightly different cloud call, which I think you needed to have. You couldn't do the same one again, but... Ah, Monkey Magic, back again. I loved that show when I was growing up. What about you? Did you ever get into it?
Not massively. Bits and pieces I'd catch here and there. I was much more into Doctor Who.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Doctor Who is always a staple.
Yeah.
But if you get the chance, it's obviously all over the place. And if you've got the nostalgia feelings about Monkey Magic, watch it, see what you think. And if you're younger and you just want to try a new show, give it a go. I think you might like it.
And if you ever find yourself in Hong Kong, pop along to Disneyland and go to Mystic Manor, which is their version of the Haunted Mansion, because Monkey King makes an appearance.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to book a trip to Hong Kong now.
I know, tough.
Annoying. What else have you been watching?
I've been watching the new Top Gear. And when I say Top Gear, I don't mean Grand Tour. I mean actual Top Gear owned by BBC that Matt LeBlanc is the main presenter for.
Yes. And they love him over there.
He's doing really well in the UK.
Mm.
And look, I'm finding the show really works because they got rid of Chris Evans, who was the loud ginger that was rubbing mm-hmm. people the wrong way. And they don't have the grumpy old man attitude that Top Gear used to have.
So did they replace him or just get rid of him completely?
Just get rid of him completely. Well, that first series when they tried with new stuff, they had like seven different hosts.
So
they've paired it back to Chris and Rory. Rory's car expert. Chris is a race driver. And then Matt LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got this completely different energy because Matt LeBlanc is treating this show as only the third most important thing he's doing right now. Whereas everyone else involved has always been, this is my job. This is what I do. I'm excited.
Yeah.
He's just so laid back and laissez-faire about everything.
And it's working.
It works really well. Amazing. Because he's just like, yeah, this is a great car, so I bought it.
Yeah, right.
You know, he just plays it that way. He's a Hollywood star. He's got the money.
He's
not a car
friend's
expert.
Money.
Yeah. They do make a lot of how you doing jokes.
That's what people want.
Yes. But look, they're still doing the crazy sort of stuff. There was a all-terrain vehicle the other day that had a massive sort of parachute glider thing on the back of it so you could drive fast enough and then take off and fly in the air. And I'm particularly excited for the next episode, which I think might be out today, because they're going to Japan to get involved in a bit of Tokyo Drift action.
Oh, please tell me they also end up in the Mario Karts.
I have a feeling they probably
will. Yeah, they should, shouldn't they?
Yeah, but I just have – look, I don't mind saying that I love Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, the third one, which has very little to do with the rest of the films. And I love super swift little Japanese cars that drive sideways well.
So this is going to be your episode of the season, I think.
I think so. I'm pretty excited for it. Hey, I got two shows that I haven't caught up with yet.
Okay.
One of them only dropped last night. It's called Timeless. So this is season two of Timeless. In a nutshell, a corporation has made a time machine. They have a prototype and a model they're about to release to the public. Terrorists break in and the head of the terrorists steals the working time machine and takes it back to go and change events in history. Some Ooh. Major problems start happening. So a team of, you know, there's an engineer, a historian and a soldier get put in the prototype, and they've got to skip through time to try and track him down. And it sounds cheesy as hell, and it is pretty cheesy, but there's some really fun stuff.
So the first season you've obviously caught up with.
Yeah, and the show got cancelled after the first season, and fans complained so much that 3 days later they uncancelled it.
That's amazing. Yeah. It actually works.
It does.
There's been a lot of shows that have
I think
had that
happen. The only show that I was really gutted didn't come back, even though people tried, was Jericho.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yes, yeah, Skeet Ulrich.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, Timeless, I'm giving a big plug to. And the other one that I haven't caught up with yet is Jessica Jones on Netflix.
I did see they were advertising that as being a new season.
And I've been taking a while to get to that one because it's going to be a heavy slog. I still enjoy the show. Because it deals with some really heavy topics.
I thought you meant because you're not sure if you like it all the time.
No. I do enjoy it, but it's really well made and all this sort of stuff. But it's just, I don't tend to watch too much heavy gear. Mm. And there's a lot of, survivor guilt and repercussions of previous abuse that trickle into the story and this sort of stuff.
I haven't watched any of it. I've seen it there and I've gone to watch it a few times, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
I do think you would quite enjoy it.
How many seasons are they in?
So this is the second season.
It's the second
13
one
now. 13 episode, usual Netflix order.
That's not
order.
Too bad, yeah.
Yep.
That's totally doable. Well, I watched just a tiny little bit of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, sure, it's back.
It's back.
How's Carson?
Well, they're all new people.
Oh.
It's a whole new cast.
So it's not back at all.
It's not really back, but it is. I watched enough of it to realise that the reason people are loving it is because it's really super similar to the original.
Okay.
So maybe that magic, that gold that had people, audience really falling in love with the show is there again.
All right, so they captured the spirit.
They have captured the spirit. But, I mean, like I said, I haven't seen a whole episode, but it did feel very same.
Sure.
Which, you know, if it's working, it's working. Yeah. Maybe it needed that time. I'd say it's been at least 10 years since it's been on.
Yep.
Maybe they need that time and then they can bring it back. But a lot of people have been raving about it.
Okay.
And I think it might be a combination of people who have never seen it before.
Sure.
And then the few who go, I remember watching that show and liking it. But no Carson. Mm. There's a guy who I think is going to be the Carson of the
season. Oh, they need the loud one.
And he is the loud one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you remember there was a couple of quiet guys?
Yes.
In the original? It was, I can't remember their names, but there was the cooking guy. He was the quiet guy. And also the designer guy, who would actually do the proper makeover of the house, or really it was just a room sometimes. But they were the quiet, more serious ones. But they still have to run to the enormous truck. Do you remember they would always have to do the running?
Yeah.
You're thinking, what are you running for? Anyway, if you've never seen Queer Eye before and you want to watch it, it's enjoyable. If you haven't seen it for a long time, you would probably still get into it, I think.
Sure.
Got a bit of nostalgia. There's a bit of nostalgia stuff going on.
There is. There's a lot of that tickling that old the thought process.
Well,
take you back.
Our quiz has got a bit of a nostalgia touch to it as well, so that's coming up a bit later.
Oh, nice. Hey, I got one last show to talk about before we get into
the
dead
Walking
stuff.
Dead.
Yeah, it's a show called Champions, and I only caught the first step because that's all that's out so far, and it's produced by Mindy Kaling, who you might know from The Mindy Project.
Yes.
And she used to be on The Office.
So is she in the show?
She is, but not as a main character.
Okay.
I don't know how regularly she's going to pop up. The main character is Anders Holm, who you might know as the tall guy on Workaholics, of the three crazy guys. He's popped up in a lot of stuff, but very, very funny guy. And he and his dimwit, very, very sweet younger brother run a gym that was left to them by their dad.
Yeah.
And suddenly a 15-year-old son pops up at the doorstep needing somewhere to stay.
So they've never met this guy before?
No.
Are there doubts?
No.
Okay, so he definitely is.
Mindy Kaling plays the boy's mum and shows up and says, he's yours. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, it must be mine.
Wow.
Okay, I agree. But the boy, the 15-year-old boy, is ridiculously camp.
Right.
And is trying desperately to get into you know, dramatic finishing school.
Yeah.
So he has to be helped with an audition and stuff like that. And I think it's got some good legs. The character dynamics, the you know, no one feels like a broad stereotype. It looks like there's some
there's a bit
heart.
Of depth and yeah. stuff in that's gone into all the characters.
Yeah.
Well, if Mindy is the mother, then there's definitely room for her to pop in and out again.
Yes, which I think is the intention, to have a drop in cameo from time to time, but maybe not be in every episode.
She's almost Tina Fey-ing it.
She's quite busy.
Kimmy Schmidt, yeah.
She's got Ocean's 8 coming out soon.
Oh, that is coming out soon. I feel like it's been it has been a while since they originally announced the fact that it was existing and who the cast was. So, that's coming up soon.
Hey, did you catch a trailer the other day that was really surprising and had a great twist in the end?
I don't know. Which trailer are you talking about?
I believe it's for a film called Christopher Robin or Christopher Robin Returns.
I did.
Oh, that got me.
Straight off I went, Ewan McGregor. Yeah. I like you. I love Ewan.
But it's just, I can't remember the last time a trailer had a great twist like that where I thought it would look like a very generic film and I was like, oh, what's this? I haven't got context for what this is about. Where's the thing? And then to have the slow little reveal that's Christopher Robin grown up and Pooh Bear is talking to him in the park. It's like, oh, I'm so on board for this film.
Because you knew at that point in time that that's where the movie really kicks off and that they hadn't spoiled
everything.
Exactly.
That's got to be 20, 25 minutes into the film.
Yeah.
That's an end of act one twist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would imagine, I can't remember the date, but the fact that we've seen it means it's coming out sometime this year.
Yep.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to Tomb Raider, the movie. That's coming out soon.
Yes.
In fact, very soon this week for those who are actually...
Pew, pew.
Actually, maybe even today for those of you who are actually downloading it on the release day of this podcast.
Mm.
It's out. Because movies usually come out on a Thursday, don't
they?
Well, at least in Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go and watch it because, one, I have always liked Tomb Raider, and two, the trailer makes it look not too bad. And I know that movies made from video games have not always hit the mark. In fact, a lot of them fall quite short of the mark. The last Tomb Raiders were... I didn't see the Assassin's Creed movie, but apparently that was... The only one I can think of that I, as a kid, enjoyed, the Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, and it's not a good film.
It's really bad?
It's really bad. It's
I haven't seen it since.
It's re-worth a watch just for a chuckle at how horrendously bad it is.
Would they go another go? I think they're probably done. I don't think Nintendo would say, let's do another Mario.
Oh, look, they'll do CGI one. I believe they're working... I could be wrong. No, sorry, they're doing Detective Pikachu. I was about to say, I think there's a Detective Mario. There's always plans for a Mario film.
Yeah.
There's a Mario theme park coming. Like, I'm sorry, a Nintendo theme park.
That's going to be huge.
At Universal Studios in the States.
You already know that's a success.
They're doing Mario Kart there.
Oh.
On a proper track.
Yes.
I think there's going to be a Donkey Kong thing.
You trying to run away from barrels.
I hope so.
Yeah. How would they do that?
I don't know. They'll do something with Zelda.
Yeah.
Zelda's castle.
Yeah, they definitely would.
I just want to jump on a Goomba.
I was about to say Splatoon would be fun. Make sure you wear a raincoat or something.
That would be good fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potential.
There's a lot of potential for a lot of fun.
I think they should focus more on that because gaming is all about interactivity and no one likes sitting playing games that have massive long cutscenes unless they're really, really good.
Mm.
So just stop trying to make films and make interactive experiences.
Preaching. Preaching.
Did you hear anything about the Westworld interactive experience at South by Southwest?
No.
Holy shit. Okay, they've been secretly building since November and built the town.
What the hell?
Yep, and they've had like 400 actors, and you sign up, you get taken by a bus to this secret location, and you enter Westworld, and you've got to solve mysteries while you're in there.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It takes like escape room to the next level.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
People are doing amazing things. There are a lot of clever people in this world.
Well, when you arrive, they do a personality test on you to determine whether you should be a white hat or a black hat and take your photo. And they must be doing a ton of surveillance on you and stuff like that because one guy who wrote up his experience said that he was near some cows. And then 10 minutes later, he saw a wanted poster for himself saying for, you know, wanted for crimes, including patting cows. This sort of like crazy.
This may have to be a long term
If they were smart, they would do such a thing. Mm. I don't know if they will. Because
how long South by Southwest?
Normally a week.
Yeah.
Maybe even just under.
We might need to keep it there.
Oh, it'd be so expensive to run and so expensive to
actors,
go to.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep.
Had we known.
I know.
Oh, dear. All right, should we get into some Walking Dead?
Why not?
Spoiler alert. In 3, 2, 1. You have been warned.
Okay, the easiest way I'm going to describe this episode is it was a real bits and pieces episode.
Yep.
You got bits and pieces from a whole heap of different people.
A lot of checking in.
Yeah.
A lot of predictability. You knew Tara was going to try and have a go at Dwight. You knew things weren't going to go well for the priest and the doctor.
Yeah, I know. And they're back down to one doctor again.
Mm-hmm. This was an episode about why you shouldn't be involved in blind faith.
And there were moments where I thought, oh, good on him. Like, he's having that moment. He's lost most of his vision, but things seem to be working out. But then the show reminded you that you're watching The Walking Dead and nothing ever works out.
No. No. Yeah, don't have hope.
I also thought that this episode particularly, you know, when they go into that guy's house who had the radio.
Yep.
I don't think that we'd visited a place like that for quite a few seasons.
No, they've shown so little scavenging lately. We haven't seen a lot of that in a long time.
Mm.
Kind of went with Glenn.
Yeah, it did, actually. I saw some little sidetrack here, but I saw some photographs from the Walker Stalker convention from London.
Right.
And Glenn wasn't there. I mean, Steve?
Yeah, Stephen.
He wasn't there. The other Stephen was, Mr. Simon, Mr. Crazy Guy. But Abraham was there. Mm-hmm. No, obviously, no moustache anymore. And I thought, I miss having that guy on the show.
Yep.
He brought so much, that character brought so much to each episode that he was in. Yeah, he was funny, but he's also really strong, powerful, decisive, and that's all gone.
Yep.
And it really does, it hit home to me that each character that they lose, you lose a large aspect of the show.
Well, you think about Eugene. He's over in the dark side now, so he doesn't get to have the funny stuff.
Yeah.
They used to give him so many funny lines. He still has them, but now that we see him as a evil character, you know, it's not nearly as enjoyable.
I also see him as a vulnerable character with Negan because it's almost like any second now Negan's going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
So every time he tries to sort of say something amusing, well, not that he's trying to say something amusing, but every time he says something that usually we would have thought was amusing, I'm not so much paying attention to what he says. I'm paying attention to Negan's reaction it. And, yeah, you're right. It does take away that moment. I did like when he asked Negan if there was going to be wine.
Fair. A very fair question. If you're going to put me in charge of this stuff and I've got to work all the time, I've got to be drunk.
Is it going to be wine?
Hey, absolutely. But it meant that he thought up zombie catapults.
And if Instagram is anything to go by, that's in the comics.
Yep.
How has nobody thought about that before?
Well, look, I remember us talking about 2, maybe 3 years ago, the fact that Lucille was regularly covered in zombie guts in the comics, and we've never seen that on the show. So it is, yeah, I don't know how this hasn't been thought of before. Perhaps it has.
Because now Negan's saying just a light tap.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
All you've got to do is have a kiss.
Now how many characters are going to be lost? I would assume it's going to be a whole heap of secondary / extras.
I think we're going to lose characters. I think we're also going to lose some limbs.
Oh, yeah. Will somebody lose a limb that has potentially lost a limb in the comics?
Potentially.
Uh-huh. They've definitely referenced it.
Well, that
before.
Particular character's lost 2 limbs now. Well, lost one completely and lost the use of another.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just a shell of himself, mm-hmm. really. I like the swamp.
Swamp was pretty cool.
That
the
was
sound
very
effects
cool.
Were a bit. Oh.
Yes. But how cool were those walkers?
They must have been in there a while.
Yeah. Mm. Ages. Just hanging around. And I remember, was it season 3 or season 4 potentially? Maybe the beginning of season 4. Was the governor still around in season 4? Anyway.
Yes, I think so.
When he meets up with the second group,
mm-hmm.
and he kills one of the guys and he dumps the body into a lake, and obviously that lake is now dangerous because there's a walker in it. that swamp's very dangerous because they're all there. And we've seen other lakey sort of dam areas that have just been filled with walkers.
Yeah, remember the house that Rick and Aaron went to?
With the dinghy.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a little bit dangerous. And I like the fact with this was that it wasn't going to It didn't end up being the scene where we lose people.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually the drama. The drama was the Tara and Dwight bit. Mm. Yeah. And they managed to successfully clear it. Or did they? Or did Tara come back and tell them that the saviors are on their way? No. The saviors left. The
saviors left.
That's
with
right,
Dwight.
With Dwight.
Dwight led them away. And
yeah.
Daryl was ready to kill Dwight. And Tara said, no, I've just watched him. He's 100% on our side. So Dwight's in a pretty fucked up bad position. But what do you choose? Do you go back to living a lie or do you live with the people that are going to kill you at the first chance they get?
Because now the saviors, although they said they didn't know where she was. Because when he met up with, mm-hmm. with them, he said, I can't remember her name, but he said,
Cheryl,
somebody, yeah, where's she? Oh, we haven't seen her. We presume she's dead. So obviously she's not. She's yep. going to blow Dwight's cover at some point. But he might have some breathing room.
I don't know. She went on the runner. She was the one, she let someone out and then did a runner.
You don't
Daryl.
Think she's
let,
gonna...
She was the one that let Daryl out. So she's been gone a bit.
We may not even see her.
Yeah,
we may, though, because she was referenced.
Yeah. Again. Maybe she's alpha.
Maybe she is.
Who knows?
Oh, can't wait for this alpha stuff to happen.
Can't wait for Negan stuff to start wrapping up. Wrap up this all-out war.
Yeah, he's
getting ready for the fourth battle to end all battles.
Installment of it. I did enjoy the fact that Mr. Daryl said more than just... He did a big shout.
Ah, I'm scaring a baby.
That's right. And he was in charge the whole time.
Mm.
Daryl in charge.
Mm. Good. Hey, do you think Gabriel?
Yeah.
So he's still looking for that purpose. He still thinks God's put him on the path. Do you think he's put him on the path to maybe mess up those bullets?
He looked pretty crestfallen by the end.
Do you think he's going to find a way to sabotage things there? Maybe trick everyone to use the dud casing so the guns will blow up when they fire?
And sacrifice himself. Because once it happens...
Yeah, they're going to come down on him and Eugene like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, absolutely. Does he have... Because blind faith is one thing, but the thing with Father Gabriel is you're never sure how brave he really is. And I guess it's the same with Eugene.
Yep.
And he has proved several times that he is braver than we think. But if you're super down and out like he seemed, and if you've lost pretty much one of your senses, are you going to feel as brave as yeah. you used to? Or are you going to go back to being scared?
Well, he kind of got the doctor killed.
He 100% got the doctor killed.
Not that he was going like looking with his eyes at the gun, take the gun.
Yeah.
But he finally made that doctor have some hope.
Mm.
And 4 seconds later, he was dead.
Bye, doctor. Mm. Just leave him there. Mm. Yeah, like we said, back to one doctor now. But the doctor
who's Sadiq,
is... Yeah.
Well, he's got some medical experience.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Here's a question at the hilltop. Mm-hmm. So they've decided to let some of those prisoners out and yeah. have a bit of recreation time, whatever. Do you think some of those saviors are going to turn on the saviors and try and help the hilltop? I think his name is... No, it's not Nick, but... The main one who's not Gregory, who's very nice.
Yeah.
I feel like they're setting him up to come over and help the hilltop.
Potentially. Obviously, the other guy will never do that, the long-haired
Ding.
One. Yeah. In fact, he is getting geared up to be killed by...
Oh, yeah.
Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the little boy. I like that the two parents who've had to watch their children die in Morgan and Carol... I'm our surrogate parents for this little messed up boy.
And if you remember a few seasons back, Morgan and Carol were not fans of each other.
No.
And now look at them.
No.
Working
both
together.
Looking after this boy. And I thought that was big of Morgan to, you know, throw Gavin under the bus and say he did it.
Yeah.
Hopefully give some closure. But you're right. He will find out about Dean. I imagine Dean saying something like, oh, killed your brother.
Yeah. He's going to be.
He's going to provoke him.
I think the term is turd.
Mm.
He's a bit of a turd. We saw Enid find out finally
yep.
about, well, not really finally. It's only been a day, I think.
I wonder how quickly she got back from Oceanside.
Yeah, that was very fast, wasn't it?
Considering she didn't have a car.
And Aaron was sticking around. How did he convince... Anyway.
Enid was back to hear the news.
She was back so that... fix it.
It can't.
That Enid and Maggie can have the more morning time, which is what they were doing when we lost Glenn.
Mm. Maggie's still not showing.
No.
At all.
She was holding a stomach, though, first time we saw her.
That baby that Rick found last year was in the cot. I'm like, did Maggie have the baby?
No, that's
the random baby.
Yeah, Rick murdered that baby's father.
Mm.
Yeah. Look, I am glad that we saw a lot of them again. We didn't see Jesus.
No.
He was referenced, though. Hopefully he can go and do some scavenging.
Mm.
I quite like the scavenging episodes.
We haven't had one in a while.
And I'm still wondering when they're eventually going to get to that truck that had all the toothpaste in it.
Oh, yeah.
It was ages ago.
Yeah.
Forgotten about that? I'm surprised they haven't gone into it.
I don't know. We've got Hilltop. Kingdom is empty.
Yeah.
Alexandria's in ruins.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all moving to Hilltop or are we going to get another location? Let's see.
It's now us and them.
Yep.
Yeah. There's not three against two anymore. It's us and them. But we'll definitely see Simon next week. I saw him in the trailer.
Oh, good. I didn't see the trailer for next week.
Yeah, he'll be in it.
Something tells me he's going to get caught for what he's done.
You would hope so.
He can be in some trouble.
He's going to be in big trouble, mister. Big trouble. Should we do a bit of a quiz?
Sure.
We talked about this before, and funnily enough, there is a bit of nostalgia to this program.
All right.
And it's also been revamped again. It's Will and Grace episode names, true or false.
Okay.
Because I had a look at their episode names, and they're very clever.
Sure.
So let's see how we go. There's six of them.
Okay.
First one, Jingle Jack.
That's got to be true.
It's false.
Oh.
I was pretty proud of that one, to be honest with you.
Sure.
They went with Jingle Balls instead. Second one, will he, won't he?
True.
False. Mm. Yeah. Saving Grace?
True.
Yeah, that
There's
one's
two
true.
On the nose.
Yeah. An Affair to Forget?
True.
True. They've got quite a few movie puns.
Sure.
Names of episodes. Field of Queens?
Oh, true.
I love that one. That one was so good. True. And the final one, Grace Expectations.
True.
True.
Yeah.
There were some notable mentions that I thought there's no way you're ever going to think that I came up with them. Steams Like Old Times.
Oh.
The Third Wheel Gets the Grace. And finally, my favorite one, Poker. I don't even like her.
Well, there you go. Hey?
There you go. Will and Grace episode names. Because you never find out what they are in the show. I don't think the name ever comes up.
No.
Same with Friends. All the episodes are called that one with that
sure.
one where, but you never know because it never comes up on the, if you're watching it itself. I think that's the end of the episode for this week.
Already?
Already.
Wowzers.
We've had more than enough fun and now we'll go back into our caves and stare at the walls. Thank you, Tom.
It's been my utmost pleasure.
It was really pleasant.
Thanks.
Thank you.